Okay, who we are going to talk to though is Susan Murray. She is standing by with the Rural News. Kia ora, good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Ingrid. You're not going to eat bacon from a living animal.
Well, yes, I said high tech in the business news and high tech in the rural news as well. Tell us about this cultivated meat.
Yes, well, it's meat that is produced in the lab, basically. The cells still come from an animal, but it's further produced in the lab. And there's a company called OpoBio. So it's taking this animal tissue, does a bunch of science to it to let those cells grow outside the animal. And this is what is called lab-grown meat. It's cultivated meat. It's a field of work we've heard a bit about in recent times, but it's constantly developing. And this company has just started a two-year project with funding support from the Ministry for Primary Industries to deliver what are called cell lines to enable the cultivation of this meat at scale. Co-founder and chief executive is Olivia Ogilvie. She says it's about removing the need for more animals in the supply chain.
The motivation for most companies doing this is to increase the amount of food they're producing in a sustainable way. So by 2050, meat consumption is predicted to increase by 70%. And the general consensus is that we need new food production techniques to increase our food production by that quantum. And cultivated meat and this technology is one of those options. Most big food companies are pursuing a range of different diversification strategies, whether it be plant-based proteins, cultivated meat, on-farm solutions. And so this is one piece of the puzzle that a lot of companies are pursuing.
Olivia Ogilvie says there are about 170 companies around the world working to create these meat cell lines. Only a couple of countries are allowing the sale of lab-grown meat. Ms. Ogilvie says that the technology is in the very early stages of development.
We definitely believe that it will be part of our future food. Some people might find it strange or yucky, but I mean, when I look back through cookbooks, even from the 60s, the food that they were eating was completely different. And I think food trends will change in the future to be more sustainable, and this will be a part of it.
Olivia Ogilvie. And I sort of wonder if it's going to smell like meat when it cooks.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh. That was quite the, I was going to say visual, but that was quite the sensory reaction there. Sorry.
Anyway.
So, okay.
Should we talk about mandarins?
Yes, we're talking about, you couldn't get more wholesome than mandarins. So it's harvest time for mandarins. How's that going?
I know. Growers are in the thick of it. But unfortunately, while the quality of the fruit is looking really good, the yields are down and also the prices. People just aren't buying them. Johnny Reed, he's got 24 hectares of Satsuma and Silver Hill mandarins in Kaitaia in the far north. He says they're about 2 weeks into the season and it will run through until the end of May.
We're very light on numbers this year, quite a bit lighter than we'd like to be, but still, we're still going to, get some reasonable volumes out. I think Kerikeri has got better volumes than we've got. Quality's okay because it's been a drier later part of the summer up here.
And what are prices like?
Terrible.
No. You're not getting paid much for them.
No, look, the prices are lower now than we normally are in that sort of first week of May, which is really the peak of the season. It's economy is having a massive input into prices. It's classed as like a real treat. It's not a staple food, so mandarins is not something that people really buy.
Johnny Reed says that making it even worse with these lower prices is the fact that the labour costs are higher, and also it's costing more to get the fruit south as they're having to take long detours to avoid that road closure on the Brinduins, which is at the moment, and also the Mangamuka Gorge.
Okay,
tough times.
Yeah, we'll have to get out there and support those growers. They're perfect lunchbox foods. And perfectly
absolutely
portioned and wrapped. Excellent. Hey, thank you very much for that. That was Susan Murray with our Rural News.